Tweed New Haven Airport has been in business since 1931, and commercial flights have used the airport since the 1930s. The August 9th accident, involving a private plane flown by former Microsoft executive Bill Henningsgaard, is the first deadly crash at Tweed since 1971. That was when an Allegheny Airlines flight crashed off the south end of the runway, killing 28 people. Henningsgaard's plane crashed on Charter Oak Avenue, short of the north end of the runway. Tim Lawson is the executive director of Tweed New Haven Airport Authority. Standing in his office that was once the control tower, he points out a hill near the north end of the runway. It's Random Hill, which rises above Charter Oak Avenue and has a condominium complex built at the top. He says landing from the north is the most difficult for pilots because of the hill.
That hill in and of itself creates a piloted obstruction. We have a beacon light in the middle of that condominium so that when planes are flying through the night, they understand the proximity of that hill to the runway.
According to a National Transportation Safety Board preliminary report, Henningsgaard's plane crashed at 11:21 in the morning. He was making a second attempt at an instrument landing after aborting the first attempt. Lawson says the airport is safe.
Anything that can fly can come and go out of here.
He says the authority has made recent attempts to improve the facility, including the construction of runway safety areas and even more recently, the trimming of trees. Lawson says even Air Force One has used the facility.
When President Bush had his children at Yale University, Air Force One could land here.
But he says Tweed's longest runway is 5,200 feet. He says ideally there should be 6,000 feet of pavement.
Because it will give us better performance for takeoff and landing.
That expansion of pavement is of concern to some of the residents in the immediate neighborhood, which is made up of small single-family working-class homes. Most were built after the airport opened. Rick Baker lives a couple of blocks west of the airport.
There was a lot of problems a few years ago when they were trying to extend the safety zones around the ends of the runways, and that was what happened with the plane crash. It crashed beyond those safety zones. So I wonder if they're long enough to really keep everybody safe.
A couple of blocks from the north end of the runway is Edward Tracy's small Cape-style home. He's lived there for the past 14 years. He knew the family whose house was destroyed in the 1971 crash, but he says he feels safe in the neighborhood.
It's all right. It's a good neighborhood. It's quiet.
But for some neighbors, noise has been the main concern. Last month, the Federal Aviation Administration approved a noise reduction plan. The airport has seen more regular traffic in the past, but right now, the only regular commercial service is a U.S. Airways 37-seat turboprop with 7 departures and landings between Tweed and Philadelphia a day. But 90% of the flights at Tweed are private planes. Some are Boeing 737 jets, which are much larger than U.S. Airways turboprops. Lawson says he'd like to see larger commercial jets.
The idea would be to have enough commercial service come through here so that we could become self-sufficient.
The NTSB preliminary investigation did not deal with airport safety. A final report is expected in about a year. Ebong Udama, WSH News.